Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It is, hold on a second, let me get this thing up here. It is the audio path of totality. Thank you very much. And Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. Not to brag, but it's just, that's just a virtual fact. I mean, that's all there is to it. Now, Thursdays and Fridays, you might be wondering, well, Dimitri, you're on live Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. How do we deal with our Dimitri fix for Thursdays and Fridays? Well, we were thinking about that, and I've got good news for you. Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local airs 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., 1 hour earlier, on Thursdays and Fridays on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network. So you'll get your Dimitri fix 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays live, Thursdays and Fridays on course, and that's because we care. Now, you might be wondering, well, Dimitri, we can't find you on Facebook. You know, we used to watch the Facebook live streams, thousands of views, everybody responding, you know, yada, yada, yada. For those who do not know, I've been banned by Facebook because I had the nerve to repost posts or tweets, I guess better way of saying it, repost tweets from the X Twitter platform that were simply information given to us by the Department of Justice regarding Jeffrey Epstein, the Epstein files. And those files are so disgusting. They're so horrible. They're so horrific. I never used to believe the tinfoil hat people when they talked about child sacrifice and about pedophile rings and all this other stuff. I mean, and the Rothschilds, which apparently is some big deal family in Europe, and that these tinfoil hat people, I was never one of them. I just thought, well, they're maybe, you know, anti-Semites, or maybe they're just insane, or whatever the hell it is. I never, never in a million years took them seriously. And then along comes Jeffrey Epstein and the Epstein files, which they are now just starting to release. They've released only like 2 or 3% of them. No pictures, no video. No audio, just a fraction of the emails. No specific name. Well, there are some specific names with the emails, but just a tiny, tiny fraction of what they should be releasing, which is all of the information. And I must tell you, when I started reading that and those emails, again, from the Department of Justice, and started posting them, Facebook said, oh, no, you're violating community standards. We cannot have this. You're going to be banned for 6 months. There's nothing you can do about it. That's Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. And that's pretty much what they did to me with the coronavirus thing, which I warned everybody about. And then it became, you know, COVID-19. And it was all a lie, plandemic. I warned you about that from the start. And I can't believe I'm saying this now. But in reading all of these, just a tiny fraction of these emails. And I wanted to share all this with you on Facebook, and I did. And they banned me now for 6 months because I had the nerve of sharing information from the Department of Justice of the United States government. Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook don't want you to know this. The information is so horrific, I can't get over it. I just can't. And why President Trump, and let's face it, this is all on President Trump now. He's in charge. He's the man of the White House. Why he is stonewalling, releasing this information. Pam Bondi is just the bad cop. And Trump's, you know, the good cop. But Pam Bondi is simply doing what Trump wants her to do. Why Donald Trump is not releasing all of this information, it's simply incomprehensible to me. Because he never liked Epstein. There are no pictures of him. He never did anything with the little girls. None of that stuff. And yet all of this is on Donald Trump. Because this is the man responsible for us now not getting this information during the campaign. He promised we'd get all this information, and Kash Patel promised, and Dan Bongino promised, and on and on and on. But as soon as they get into office, nothing. Dan Bongino is especially the level of betrayal is just unbelievable to me. The disappointment is just incomprehensible to me. This guy was talking and talking about all these horrible things, and as soon as he got in there, he said the information that he saw was like shocking beyond belief. I forget his exact words, but that level. And then nothing. And now he's back in the podcasting business, and now nobody believes him. His numbers are tanking at a rate that is almost unbelievable. Where he used to have lots and lots and lots of views. And I don't mean just, you know, bought farms and, you know, all that. I mean like real live, honest to God people. Now, all the people who used to believe in him and who used to follow his podcast, now they cannot stand him. They feel betrayed. His career's over. And podcasting, his career's over. And Kash Patel, another horrible disappointment. He was at the Winter Olympics, and he was celebrating with the USA hockey team. And there are so many people on X Twitter saying, hey, dude, instead of celebrating with the U.S. hockey team there, how about doing your job, and how about bringing charges against all of these people and disclosing all of this information? You know, Kash Patel and Dan Bongino now want us to believe that Jeffrey Epstein was not, that Jeffrey Epstein did commit suicide. Now they're on board with everyone else. It is beyond sad. Now, the Ohio connection is actually quite disturbing. Everything about this is disturbing. Leslie Wexner, the billionaire bachelor, that's how he went a number of years ago when he started The Limited and Victoria's Secrets, and very, 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 very sharp guy in the garment industry. Super, super rich, super, super powerful. And overnight, he just handed over all of his finances and everything to Jeffrey Epstein to handle for him. Jeffrey Epstein, who has no background in finance or much of anything else. Leslie Wexner had to testify a few days ago about all of this stuff. And interestingly, not surprisingly, not one Republican congressman was there to witness it. Oh, they'll go on Fox News and talk up a story about how tough they are, the Jim Jordans and the Lindsey Grahams and the Josh Hawleys. Not one of them was there for the Leslie Wexner deposition. And Leslie Wexner, and I can't believe I'm saying this, confirmed the worst suspicions of the tinfoil hat crowd. Leslie Wexner actually said the R word, the Rothschilds. What the tinfoil hat crowd had been screaming about for years, and again, I always thought they were nuts. I swear to you, I thought they were nuts, is that this family, this Rothschild family, which has apparently very, very deep, serious ties to Israel and Mossad and everything else, at least that's the general consensus based on what I've read on X Twitter and other places, Rumble, see things on Rumble, and that they're supposedly into some of the most satanic, the most disgusting stuff that you could ever imagine. Did you see Stanley Kubrick's film, Eyes Wide Shut? Well, supposedly it was inspired and based on all of the stuff that these people do behind closed doors. Not the kids' stuff, but everything else. And that for the tinfoil hat crowd, the Rothschilds are pretty much at the base of these conspiracies, very Israel-focused, very Mossad-focused and all that. And again, I never believed any of this stuff. I thought they were anti-Semites. I thought they were crazy. I thought, you know, they were insane. And then Leslie Wexner in Ohio, multi-billionaire who gave over all of his money and everything to the Jeffrey Epstein to manage for him, even though Epstein has no had no, you know, financial background or chops of any sort whatsoever. In his deposition under oath, Leslie Wexner confirms much of what the tinfoil hat crowd had been screaming about for years regarding the Rothschilds. In fact, it was so bad, so damning, that Leslie Wexner's own lawyer reached over and whispered in his ear that if he kept talking, if he said more than five words for an answer, he would have him killed. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, oh, Dimitri, you can't possibly be serious. That could not possibly have happened because our media has not highlighted that, has not talked about that at all. Certainly not the local newspapers, certainly not the local TV stations, the corporate media, including Fox News. Nothing. How could this possibly be true? You must be making this up. Because this would be a damning indictment confirming our worst suspicions, but that can't possibly be true. Leslie Wexner could not possibly have said that, especially under oath, and his lawyer could not have threatened to kill him with a hot mic. There's no way. There's no way on this earth that it's that bad.
...and personal work for the Rothschild family in France. Well, specifically, I talked to Elie de Rothschild, and so I mentioned that earlier. So he represented their whole family. So there have been a whole bunch of people. I mean, most of them I never would have met, but I knew Elie. He would say, like, I'm providing financial advice to the founders of Google. I'm providing financial advice to Jeff Bezos.
Here's where the lawyer says to him that if you say more than five words, he's going to have you killed. This is actually in a hot mic.
Answer the question. Okay.
You can see it for yourself. The video clip is on Twitter, on, you know, X Twitter now. Media won't touch it. The media won't touch it. All these people who I thought were crazy for the longest time. And I'm going, I still don't know who the Rothschilds are. Apparently, very rich, powerful family, very deep ties to Israel, which is fine. But this conspiracy stuff with Jeffrey Epstein and these emails, geez, these emails. Again, this is what got me banned on Facebook. Because I was sharing this information with, you know, my thousands of followers, more than 8,100 followers, my 5,000 friends. And Facebook says, oh, no, this goes against community standards. The community standards on Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, community standards are we protect billionaire rapists. Those are the community standards on Facebook. But I've got some of the emails here. Again, none of this is safe for work. If you have little children with you as you are listening to me, then you might want to listen to another station like our sister station, WOMP FM or something like that, because this is hardcore stuff. And again, the local media, nothing. Corporate media, nothing, including Fox News. In fact, here's how bad it is with Fox News. I actually saw this, couldn't believe it. They're going on and on about the apparent kidnapping of Savannah Guthrie's mom, Nancy Guthrie. Very sad story, no question about it, and a big mystery, all that. And they were saying, somebody actually said this on Fox News, that it's a story now that has no leads and no suspects. The kidnapping of Savannah Guthrie's mom, Nancy Guthrie. No leads and no suspects. Wall-to-wall coverage of this thing. Let's interview the sheriff there of that county one more time. See how stupid he is. Meanwhile, our own Department of Justice, the United States Government Department of Justice, released millions of files, which is still a tiny percentage of the Epstein files. No pictures, no video, no audio. And with the Epstein files, we have lots of evidence and lots of suspects. And Fox News essentially ignores the story. Think about this. Think about Bill Cosby. Remember when we first learned that the cause was not America's ideal dad? That he turned out to be a really horrible human being? He would drug adult women and then have his way with them. Sick, sick stuff. There was one woman who complained, and then a second, and then a third, and then there was this comic, a guy named Hannibal something or other, who actually did a bit about Bill Cosby and these women. And people started realizing, oh my God, Bill Cosby's actually a monster. He's not this nice, sweet guy that we see on TV and has, clean stand-up routines. This man is a monster. Drugging women so he could, essentially rape them. And then there were, about 20 or 30 different women who came forward. Some magazines had pictures of all of them on the front page to show the enormity of this horrible situation with Bill Cosby. And finally, the state authorities in Pennsylvania brought charges against him and got him locked up. He was found guilty and they locked him up. No one had a problem with that. The media did not have a problem with that. But think about this. We have way, way more women who are telling the same story about Jeffrey Epstein, about what happened to them as children. Horrible, horrific things. And those are the ones that are still alive, the ones who haven't been suicided yet. A number of them have somehow died. God only knows what that story is. But we have way more women with, quite frankly, way more detailed information about stuff that Jeffrey Epstein and his buddies did to them that is even more horrible and even more disgusting than Bill Cosby. And yet the media gives them all a pass. All the media gives all of these billionaire rapists, all of these politicians, all of these corporate heads, all of these insiders, gives them all a pass. There are more Jeffrey Epstein victims than there are Bill Cosby victims.